On this day, September 14, this is some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On September 11 in 1940, British fighters battled intense German bombing of London. Italy prepared to launch an offensive against Egypt, prompting the deployment of 30,000 Australian troops to the North African country. In Canberra, the Capitol Theatre in Manuka screened The Mortal Storm, Frank Borzaga's superb exposure of Nazi intolerance and brutality, with splendid acting from Margaret Sullivan and James Stewart. Also on the bill, Lucille Ball and James Ellison in the merry matrimonial muddle You Can't Fool Your Wife. On this day in 1960, Canberra Repertory was looking for a suitable tape recorder for a staging of Samuel Beckett's Crap's Last Tape, in which an aged recluse, Crap, pores over his life recorded on tape.
What I suddenly saw then was this, that the belief I had been going on all my life, namely... great granite rocks, the foam flying up in the light of the lighthouse and the wind gauge spinning like a propeller.
ANU English Literature lecturer Bob Brissenden was preparing the play for a September 30 staging. On September 14 in 1970, panicked by confusing wording in an Australian ballet brochure, hundreds of Canberrans lined up as early as 4 a.m. and queued for hours for tickets to the ballet's upcoming season featuring Dame Margot Fonteyn. A couple of days later, Terry Vaughan, the director of the Canberra Theatre Centre, announced in a letter to the Canberra Times that, by way of apology, the ballet and the theatre company had added another performance to accommodate interest in Margot Fonteyn. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 15, this is some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On September 15, 1930, at Albert Hall, the Canberra Musical Society hosted a great celebrity event, a recital by the Czech world-renowned King of Violinists, Jan Kubelik, who lived from 1880 to 1940. Kubelik, prodigiously gifted in Paganini-like effects, was so commercially successful that he had been able to acquire one Guarneri del Gesù and two Stradivarius violins, including the 1715 Stradivarius Emperor. On this day in 1950, a Friday, at Albert Hall, the finalists of Mobile Quest 1950, a national operatic singing competition, made their first public appearance here in Canberra with the new Canberra Concert Orchestra, conducted by Les Pogson, and among the singers was the 23-year-old winner, Joan Sutherland. Melbourne radio station 3DB produced the Mobile Quest contest for distribution to more than 50 Australian stations. Sutherland had won the contest just 5 days earlier, besting some 900 other singers, including five in the finals, held at Melbourne Town Hall. Each singer performed an operatic aria and ballad for a generous prize of £1,000. The National Film and Sound Archive in Canberra even has a recording of Sutherland at the final, just a little crackly with age. Here she performs her encore, Robert Schumann's Widmung, Devotion. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 16, this is some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1940, the Capitol Cinema in Manuka screened The Mortal Storm, Frank Borzaga's superb exposure of Nazi intolerance and brutality, with splendid acting from Margaret Sullivan and James Stewart. Also on the bill, Lucille Ball and James Ellison in the merry matrimonial muddle You Can't Fool Your Wife, plus newsreels brought by Clipper, England bombed, and Libyan ports attacked. On this day in 1950, a Saturday, we're still at the movies. At the Civic Theatre, Claudette Colbert and Robert Ryan starred in The Secret Fury, which asked, could she kiss and kill and not remember? You could dance with the Canberra Royals at the Services Hut in Manuka. Pobson's orchestra played. Or at an old-time dance at the Causeway Hall with Edwards Orchestra. On this day in 1960, the Queen Bee and Age commemorated 100 years of publication. In the 1920s, the paper had been a persistent advocate of Canberra as the national capital. On this day in 1970, the Canberra Symphony, directed by Ernest Llewellyn, performed at the Canberra Theatre. The programme included Corroboree Suite, John Antill's early 1940s music for a ballet. The score included parts for Trora Sticks, Thundersheet and Bull Roar. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 17, this is some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1970, the Canberra Symphony, directed by Ernest Llewellyn, performed at the Canberra Theatre. The programme included Corroboree Suite, John Antill's early 1940s music for a ballet. The score included parts for Trora Sticks, Thundersheet and Bull Roarer. In response to the ABC's announcement of its Canberra concert series, the Canberra Times classical music critic W.L. Hoffman wrote in his column that the ABC's announcement included one ominous phrase. It said its program would contain many well-loved items, a phrase which always causes my heart to drop. Still, on a positive note, the season's guest players would include brilliant young American piano virtuoso Gary Graffman and the Czech violinist Joseph Suk. Johnny Farnham was in town for 3 half-hour performances at David Jones' department store, backed by locals Tinton Abbey. On this day and the one after, Farnham sang in the evenings at Chopsticks Restaurant, cover $2.50. That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day, September 18, this is some of what happened in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region. On this day in 1940, in the Canberra Times, the Social Round in Canberra column announced a Griffith Tennis Club dance with Harry James and his orchestra, a crazy whist game at the Church Hall at Kingston, arranged by Mesdames Rowley and Wright, the upcoming annual police ball at the Hotel Canberra, with expected attendance of well over 400, with Harry O'Brien and his orchestra and supper from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. A musical evening organised by Joy Harvey to aid the war effort at the Lady Hopeton Room of the YWCA, with Joy Harvey, soprano, William Hunt, baritone, Miss Renshaw, pianiste, and the Canberra String Ensemble. On this day in 1970, Don Chipp, Federal Minister for Customs and Excise, announced that the Commonwealth and States had agreed to introducing an R certificate scheme for films, forbidding them to anyone between 6 and 18. 2 other classifications, general and not recommended for children, would be merely advisory. At that time, Chipset censors were cutting 1 in 3 feature films, and, quote, that's wrong for adults. This was in 1970, also the day Jimi Hendrix died, at the age of 24.
Well, I wait around train station, waiting for the train, waiting for the train.
That's some of what happened on this day in the artistic and cultural life of the ACT region.